Now, May 17th, 2015, and a week after Swissy murdered their young Turkish family father, it gets clear for what evil reasons they pushed their Turkish victim over the limits. Now they come up with a new restrictive laws to put resisting males and loving fathers in detention facilities, just on sight, and in the hands of pharaonic shrinks, sisters of Isis, and their very numerous homo servants working as male and female nurses in the boogie house. It says, well, I showed you, they put me on the hit list, and then, you know, in one of my other videos. So there are 2,000 people in Switzerland that are considered dangerous. So I am most certainly on the list because I'm politically very dangerous, because I'm telling the truth. I understand what's going on, both as a historian and engaging, you know, for justice and against injustice, and politically active. So this is what they want to do. You read the whole story here, put in the links for you. And here it says about the new code of criminal procedure, you know, in 2011. And it's talking about preventive detention, you know, so they can just lock you up. The Nazis did the same with the Reichstagsbrand. In America, the Patriot Act was founded upon 9/11. And in France, last week, or 2 weeks ago now, they put in a new law, it's the French Patriot Act, upon the Charlie Hebdo affair in Paris. So a new law that had already set in place in January 2011, 3 months short before they arrested me with that Swiss Mafia terrorist squad, putting 3 guns on my head, putting the whole house upside down. And now, because of the resistance of a young brave Turk, they want to restrict that new Swiss law against masculinity and immigrants in general even more. It's so predictable. They sacrificed 4 collaborating snitch Swiss lackeys and a Turk to get even more total control grip over humanity. You know, it's like royal chess, you know, on a Freemason checkerboard. And they're creating the Swiss hit list database. Go and watch the video. They're doing it. So here's the article in German about the hit list. So as in my case, you know, the police can just lie something together and say, as they wanted to say in the beginning at first, that I attacked them. I threatened them, you know. But my wife and children were there, so finally they said, well, I was swearing. So if apparently for swearing you go to prison. And I didn't even swear. So they can just lie a bunch of things together. Then you're on the list and you're gone forever, you know. And then you have to talk with these sort of guys here, you know. We can finish off your life, you know, as they did with the young Turkish father. So this is what's happening. You know, read it all. So there was yesterday in the newspaper after the after what happened. So here it is in German. There's some more pictures in it. All dangerous people, you know. So, and well, you don't have to study 5 years of psychoanalysis that if you take away a Turk, his children, his human dignity, his honor, his health by medicinal poisons, thus his entire life. Well, then you better hide, eh? Well, you bet the psychiatrist and his homo nurses were hiding far away, and the judge too, therefore doing their crimes anonymously. Because this is exactly what they wanted, sacrificing five lives on that pharaonic red and white chessboard for the reign of Sethon. Five pawns offered for some real good grip on the rest of the population, with an excellent prognosis to win the game. Well, who doesn't know the consequences that if you do all these filthy satanic crimes to a Muslim, how the man will react? A reaction that will come as certain as a cat catches mice. Do we really want to leave this authority in the hands of some Masonic chess players and have them parasite on our slavery wages with their golden salaries? It's really so predictable. It always takes about a week after the event, they come up with new oppressive laws. The goal of Sethon and his manipulated sisters Incubi et Succubi to forbid males and masculine behavior, to be replaced by a human Monsanto race of infertile homosexuals with no seeds. Having to fill in a triple form at your local pharaoh if you want to reproduce. With pharaoh's genetics only. The Swiss hit list against natural male behavior. No more loving fathers allowed to protect the family.